Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Metal Magdalene with Jet right here on Metal Messiah Radio. Tonight we have joining us Mr. Matt Harvey of Exhumed. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Right on. Thanks for having me.
Now, Matt, I haven't talked to you since last year's Summer Slaughter in Worcester, Massachusetts. We were in a torrential rainstorm in the Kia, remember?
I do remember that.
I was so excited. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to be all dry and shit. I don't know how to talk to him. So you guys, your name has been, like, since then, it's like, your name is all over the freaking place, right? Your name's popping up everywhere. Have you been doing a lot of touring since last Summer Slaughter?
I'm sorry, I missed what you just said.
Why don't we just start the whole goddamn thing over? No, I'm just kidding. I was just going to say, since last year's Summer Slaughter tour, your guy's name has just been popping up everywhere. I mean, you're like the newest sensation. Have you guys been doing a lot of touring since then?
Yeah, we've been playing like nonstop. I mean, after Summer Slaughter, we got back. We started on the new record. We went to Japan with Cannibal. Then we did the Municipal Waste Napalm Death tour. Then we had a little bit of time off over the holidays. Then we did like a sort of mini tour with Phobia in California. And then after that, we did the Suffocation tour in America. Then we went to Europe in May, and I just got home, like, on Tuesday or whatever. So we were there for, like, 3 months.
Oh, my God. So that's what I mean. You guys are, like, every time I look on any news thing, it's like, Exhumed here, Exhumed there. So I'm like, what the frick? You know, years back, I'm like, where the fuck is Exhumed? Now it's like, they're everywhere.
They're like herpes. You're going to catch them, you know?
Well, look, tomorrow night, right? You guys going to be in L.A. kicking off the new album. Now,
right. All
right. How do you pronounce it?
Necrocracy is how.
Okay, that's how I was like, is it necrocracy?
Yeah, like democracy.
Necrocracy? So tomorrow night, right, in L.A., kicking off the new album, Necrocracy, that just dropped yesterday here in the United States. And what, the whole album's going to be played and you're going to be doing some DJing and stuff?
Yeah, basically, well, because our band's kind of split up, our drummer Mike actually just moved to Tampa.
What the hell?
Our guitar player Bud lives in North Carolina. And then Rob, our bass player vocalist, and I are in Southern California-ish. So it's like it's about as close as we get to like being in the same place. So Rob and I are going to go down. We're going to play beer pong with kids, play the record, and then I'm DJing after that. And I'm not sure what the drink specials are going to be, but it's you know, it's just like a fun party kind of, you know, promotional. I don't know. I'm not taking it too seriously. Basically, they show up with some CDs and records if people want to buy them. That's cool. If they just want to like hang out and drink beer with us, that's probably better.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun no matter what. You know, just like you said, hanging out there.
Basically.
And come on, Matt, you're going to be up there behind the mic, not singing, being a DJ. You're going to have a great time, you know. And like you said, probably after a few rounds of beer pong.
Definitely. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm excited just to, like, play, like, my playlist and stuff. Like, I hear all kinds of awesome songs. I'm stoked to just play it.
And hey, let's not forget the highlight of tomorrow night, too, is raffling off a date with Dr. Filthy.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. There's some other prizes that people may want. This one, they may not want it. So it'd be pretty amazing. I just hope the winner's female.
Oh my God.
Happened, you know? It's the crazy mixed world we live in.
Yeah, you know what? If it's a date with a male with Dr. Filthy and he gets mad, it might not be too pretty.
Yeah, it could definitely end very, very messily.
As it might end as a new song for Exhumed.
Definitely.
You know?
Maybe we should film the date and like use it as a video. I think that
you might want to make a note of that. Bring your flip tomorrow.
Definitely.
And, you know, September 28th, you're going to be playing with Carcass too, right?
Right. The 28th and 29th in L.A., we'll be playing with Carcass as a troubadour in Hollywood, which is pretty cool because we've never played the troubadour and we've never played, like, we've done a festival with Carcass, but we've never actually played a show with them.
Mm-hmm.
For most of the time, we've been playing shows, they haven't been playing shows, so now it's just sort of the stars have aligned, I guess, or whatever.
Well, it's kind of cool because every little snippet you read on your bios, you always mention a little thing about Carcass. So now you get
they're one of our influences, and we're not going to try and, you know, away from that or try to be, you know, try to not claim it, you know.
But it'll be nice now. It's in a more intimate atmosphere, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be really cool. I mean, it's a really small venue for that show. I mean, it's like a 500-capacity venue. I mean, that's like a venue that, you know, if we had a really good package and we were headlining, we could, you know, almost sell it out, just us. So us and Carcass is going to be ridiculous.
I know, it's going to be crazy. And you know, right now I was just checking all this stuff out that Loudwire is having their, you know, death match. And it's you guys against Carcass. Ah!
It's like... Come on, man. That seems kind of like that would be like the end of level boss. At the same time, I mean, it is just an internet poll, and I don't really put too much stock.
No, I know. But they're kind of fun anyways, and, you know,
it's good for the kids.
It is. You know, it gives them something to do. You know, I was interviewing Ancients at the Palladium in Worcester at the Death to All show, which you guys were at that one, too, but I didn't get to see you guys because I was busy interviewing them while you were on stage.
Oh, bummer. Okay.
So instead of interviewing you guys, we were out there toilet papering your van and trailer and shit.
Awesome. I didn't know that you were in. I knew it was Ancients, but...
Oh, no, I wasn't in on it. I was an innocent bystander.
Oh, you just, okay.
I would never. Come on, man. I'm a nice lady.
You just allowed it to happen. Like, oh, all right, thanks. You're a real pal, Jed. Thanks.
It was kind of funny, though, and it was... anyways, like I said, I had nothing to do.
We got a hell of a laugh at it. We were stoked.
And it was a kind of cool show. Now, you only played a couple of dates with Death to All this year, right?
Right. Basically, you know, we had some problems getting into Canada.
Again?
On the Municipal Waste Tour. And because we're still processing our paperwork, we didn't want to risk it during the Suffocation Tour, so we took the Toronto and Montreal dates off.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just hopped on the Death to All shows, which was incredibly lucky because our agent books Death to All, and then I did the Death to All shows with them last year.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of, you know, were like, yeah, we can throw you in here, what the hell? Squeeze you on in. Like, it was totally last minute. I mean, it was, like, within, like, a week of the show happening, so...
Right, because when I was scheduled to go there, you weren't there yet. You know, I was like, well, this will be cool. And then I was like, oh, damn! Oh, well!
Yeah, it was a cool opportunity. It was cool to hang out with all the DTA guys again and see them. And, you know, I really enjoyed their set. It was, you know, total... time capsule, you know.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, guys, I caught a little bit of you guys up there, and it's a fun thing, you know. It's nice to see you guys there. I see all the Death fans there, and they get into everybody, you know. I mean, Ancients is a lot, you know, pretty different than the rest of the other stuff that was going, you know, just the whole mixed package. It was kind of a nice show. I wasn't quite sure to expect. I knew what to expect with you guys. I never actually went to any Death to All shows. Well, there's only been two, but I haven't gone, you know. So the whole package to me was like, you know, great. You get your money's worth. You get to see like almost three different aspects of metal, you know.
Right, and I think that's a lot, you know. I think that's something that's really important, you know. I mean, it gets monotonous, like hearing, you know, five black metal bands or five grindcore bands or five death metal bands or, you know what I mean? It's just like, I love... a good steak dinner, but I don't want to eat it Monday through Friday, you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of steak dinners. You know? So I think it's it just works out a little bit better when they try to balance out the bills a little bit more. And then you don't feel like, you know, the bands are all sort of, like, competing for the exact same niche or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Ancients was really good. Like, they surprised me, because there's not too many, like, progressive bands that I'm into. I mean, I like Baroness, and I like Mastodon, and Trinod, and a few others. Partially because I've, like, met all those guys, too, you know what I mean? Which, but they really impressed me. I thought they were really good.
Me, too, especially after listening to their, just, like, CDs and stuff, and I was like, yeah, whatever. But then to actually see them live, they were really, really, they put on a good show. And, you know, since you guys have been out and about so much, have you had any incidences going on? This is the kind of stuff we love to hear. You know, any dirt happen in the past year? Anybody in jail or maimed or anything?
Knock on wood, nobody in jail. God. We were Let's see. I'm trying to think. I feel bad because I'm always. It seems like I'm always picking on our bass player when people ask me these kinds of questions. But he is like the craziest guy in the band, so he just kind of. I can't help it. We were playing in Holland. We were doing this neurotic death fest, mm-hmm. and I did the first day. I played with Death to All, then the second day Carcass played, and then the third day Exhumed played. Mm-hmm. But it was the night of the second day, which everybody had like just got to Holland. We just got to Europe after the Suffocation tour, and that was like the night to rage. And we went in the Repulsion dressing room and we stole all their beer. We went in the Carcass dressing room, we stole their vodka, and then everybody kind of ended up at the same bar, so it wasn't so bad. It was more just like forced sharing. And then I was in the back just doing shots and getting really trashed, and then somebody comes out and goes, "Oh, your bass player's getting kicked out of the bar." And I was like, "Oh, that's pretty normal." I think he's going to get beat up. I'm like, "He'll be fine. He's actually really tough. Like, he's kind of impervious to pain. Are you sure? Like, dude, it's fine. Like, hold on. I'm waiting for this drink, man." And then, like, I finally get the drink, and the guy comes back. He's like, "Yeah, they just threw him out. Like, literally, they picked him because he's a short guy. He's a little stocky guy. Like, they literally, like, these two dudes just picked him up and threw him out." I was like, "Oh, that's awesome, man. Is he okay?" They're like, you know, then I went out, I looked, and then I saw the two guys that threw him at him, and they were like, "Oh, you know, your heart's in the right place. Here's a beer. Now just go walk it off." I'm not sure exactly what he did to precipitate it, but I'm sure it was good because everybody was like super trash. There was a lot of vagueness going on.
It sounds like a movie. They grab him by his seat pants and his shirt and toss him out the door.
Because these guys were really big. I guess their nickname is like the Two Towers or whatever, like Lord of the Rings. And like I said, Rob, you know, he's a short, stocky guy. So, I mean, it's conceivable that a couple of pretty big dudes can pick him up without much difficulty. But, I mean, you know, we party a lot, so there's always just, like, silliness surrounding us everywhere we go. And, I mean, part of the reason is because we're on tour so much.
Sure.
It's sort of, like, the only way to cope with never being home or, like, you know, missing your mom, cousin.
Oh, please.
All those life events that people are taking part in, we're just like, well, hey, I'm in, you know, Serbia or whatever.
We better go drink so we don't think about our mother.
You know, but I'm just saying, like, just your normal life kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I like my mom. She's a nice lady.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So much that when you're in Serbia, you miss her so bad, you gotta drink yourself silly.
Exactly.
So we can blame your mom.
Is this interview, and she thinks, what a nice boy. Just send him a bottle of scotch for Christmas.
Aw. The good stuff, Mom.
Yes, please.
Because when I miss you, I like to drink the good stuff. Exactly. Brings fond memories of you back.
All those cookies.
Aww.
But it's just our lifestyle is pretty crazy.
Sure.
I mean, because we're gone all the time, and you're not really involved with, like, normal life, so it helps. Plus, we have a lot of time sitting around, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like, you're just sitting. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, well, we sound checked. Like, cool, now we have 5 hours. Well, it's raining. All right, you want to go look around town? Like, no, it's raining. What are we going to do for 5 hours? So,
where's the next bar?
Here. Problem solved.
Nice and dry in there.
Exactly.
There's memories of Mom in a glass in there. Why wouldn't you want to go?
Exactly. I mean, for example, we were in Britain for like 8 or 9 days. It rained every single day.
It rains everywhere you go, for Christ's sakes.
God, it seemed like that Suffocation tour where they had like the worst April weather I've ever
had. Oh, it was terrible.
Ice on the road, like I-80 was closed because of snowstorms.
Mm-hmm.
Freezing our ass, especially being from California. Like,
everything's freezing your ass.
We're not a hardy breed.
It's, you know, 50 like, degrees out, you guys are freezing your ass off.
Right, totally. We're used to like, I don't know, man, it's in the low 70s. Like, oh, maybe I'll put on some pants. You know?
And a hoodie.
So it's, you know, we're not ready for cold weather, which is really crazy because we're talking about going to Russia in November, so that's going to be interesting.
Have you been there yet?
No, we haven't.
They got good vodka there.
Yeah, that's going to be dangerous.
Well, that'll be cool, definitely, if you guys get to go over there.
Yeah, we're working on it right now, like Russia, Turkey, maybe, you know, back to Greece and, you know, some of those, like, Belarus and the UK.
Yep, yep. Oh, wow, that'll be a nice tour. Definitely.
We did, like, 22 countries this summer, but we didn't get quite that far east. We did do, like, we did weird-ass shit, man. We played in, like, Lithuania. We played in Serbia. Like, we fucking played everywhere, man. I wasn't joking about Serbia. I mean,
you really were there.
We were in Serbia. Like, we were in this dude... Then it's like grandma's like little Soviet era apartment, and she was like cooking up stuff on a hot plate for us, like sausages and borscht and shit. It was crazy.
You gotta start writing this shit down, and you're gonna make your memoirs.
A
night in Serbia.
It just kind of got repetitive. It was like we showed up, we drank a lot of beer, somebody fell over. The show seemed pretty good as far as I can remember. Next day, like, repeat, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of that going on.
So. Everybody ended up in the same car to go to the next show, so that's always a plus. That's
exactly.
Really, that's exactly. All you can really ask for. Nobody got lost on this tour, right?
No, not too bad. I think when we were in the Basque Country, like when the bar closed and it was like 4 or something, I think we had some more beer in the van, and I was like, dude, I'm done. Like, it's 4. Like, I'm shot. I got to lay down. And Rob and Bud, our guitar player, went to the van to find the beer. And it was like, you know, maybe like a 10-minute walk from the hotel, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Most. Between getting to the van and getting back to the hotel, they were gone for like 4 hours. I mean, I slept through the whole thing, but... They ended up, like, asleep in a park because they got lost so many times. Like, we gotta lay down, man.
We better wait till the sun comes up and we can ask somebody how to get our...
That was exactly their thinking. But, yeah, they finally... I guess they'd walked by it, like, 3 or 4 different times.
Well, you know what? This is not unusual. Because I talked... I swear to God, I talked to Kevin Talley not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
Same shit happened to him, but he paid some homeless dude $20 to find his way. He's rich.
I hope he did not pay him up front. Like, you get the $20 when I'm there.
Like, he's like, he said he was so happy. He was really young, you know. It's like, I was so happy. I wanted to give him more. I'm like, well, I'm glad you did it because, you know, back then $20 is like $500 now. So,
$20, that's a lot of crack.
No kidding. And it was in some country where they didn't speak English either. So who the hell knows what the hell?
Oh, man.
So let's talk about the new album, right?
Okay.
What have early reports been like for you? I mean, I know it just kind of came out yesterday. Well, it did come out yesterday, but, you know, you've had songs that have been out there. For you guys, what have, like, some of the early reports been of, like, how people received it?
The reviews that I've seen so far are, like, for the most part, like, really positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seemed like a lot of 8 out of 10 or 8.5 out of 10 and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, a lot of the promo time, like, leading up to the album, we've been on tour.
Right.
So, I mean, kind of removed from that, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I mean,
right.
I, you know, it's not like I don't ever read our reviews. I do, but I just try not to, like, care about it so much.
Well, that's okay, because I read them for you. And
are they good? Are they terrible?
They've been really good. And I even got them on my board. I mean, I've been getting them on my site, you know, not even looking on yours. But people have been posting shit on mine if I, like, mention you guys. And here, I'm going to read you one, right? Oh. Here's, like, the latest one I got last night. This is the latest one. It's from some dude named Robert Tenney, right?
Okay.
This is what he said. Just pick this one up. After one listen, all I can say is holy mother of fuck. Man, did they bring it on this new one. Loved All Guts No Glory, but it really pales compared to this scorcher.
Wow,
that's a review, huh?
Very kind.
I was like, dude, you should write for a magazine. I think he does, actually.
I will give him a glowing reference. If, you know, his resume, they can call me, like, this guy's on the ball. You're going to want him on your team. He's a real go-getter.
But, I mean, everything I have heard has been so positive. Now, Matt, if you were a music critic and you had to review this album, what would you say about it?
Well, you know, it's pretty hard to, like, be objective about your own band. I mean, especially after you just recorded the album, you know? I mean,
just do it. Just, like, answer the question.
I would say it's, like, it's got a lot more, like, groove, and it's a little bit heavier than the last record. The melody comes out a little bit more because the songs aren't all fast all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I the the way I've been kind of thinking of it is, like, it's kind of like the South of Heaven, as compared to the last one, was more like Rain of Blood, where it just never stopped, like, pounding.
Right.
Mixes it up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the songs have a little bit more differentiation between them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like the record. I'm proud of it, but I mean, you know.
Like I said, I like it too.
5 years, who knows? I might hate it, so we'll see.
Well, I really like it too. I was like, oh wow, you know, this is pretty cool, and I've been listening to all the little sneaks. I actually have it too, but what was I? I lost my train of thought here. Okay, I saw the video. Let's go on to this, right? I saw the video for Coins Upon the Eyes, right?
Right.
Pretty, I don't really want to say political, but, you know, the war and the human destruction, and it's really graphic. You know, there's more to you guys than just blood and guts.
Yeah, I mean, this record has a lot of political shit going on. I mean, the whole cover art and the title and everything. You know, but it's still, like, filtered through, like, a very, like, death metal kind of metaphor, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a drop-dead record or whatever where it just talks about, like, class warfare and veganism and animal cruelty or whatever. You know, it's kind of, like, comes at it sideways so that way, if you're not really interested in the political stuff, you can probably still just enjoy the lyrics. So it's like, oh, these are death metal lyrics, right on.
or you could just watch the videos and not even know.
Yeah, well, you know, the video is, like, it's something that Relapse put together.
Yep.
We didn't have too much input in it,
mm-hmm.
or input on it, but, I mean, I did sign off on it, and I thought it was pretty cool. The first draft that they sent me was, like, really, like, World War II, like, Cold War stuff, and I was like, well, you're gonna at least put, like, Bush and Obama in there, like, and then they added Pat Tillman and a couple other things, so I was like, cool, now we're, like, bringing it up to date or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It was important to me that we had Bush and Obama both in there so that people don't think that it's, like, a right and or left-wing thing.
Right.
It's an anti-system. You know, the whole system sucks, whether it's Democrat or Republican, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If either of them had the answers, one of them would have done something by now, kind of thing, you know.
Right.
I mean, anyway, so there's, you know, like I said, there's a lot of political stuff, about a lot of stuff about, you know, corporations and greed and that kind of shit, and, But, you know, you don't have to take it quite so seriously if you don't want to. But if you want to, like, be a nerd, and like I would, and, like, sit around and, like, pore over the lyrics and think about, what are they saying here? Then, you know, there's some stuff to hopefully dig into and, you know, enjoy.
And I'm sure there's plenty of those people that are out there like, I'm going to be doing that tonight now. I'm like, wait a minute. I got to pull the lyrics up for all this stuff and see exactly what they're trying to say in this song here.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just...
Let me get my vodka while I do this so I can understand better and think of my mom at the same time. So, Matt, how long is this one? How many tracks on this one?
There's 9 on the regular album. The vinyl version has an outro. And that, you know, we were thinking about putting the outro on the CD, but I just felt like the album was getting too long. I didn't really...
Yeah.
I wanted it to be shorter. I wanted to cut another song and leave it at 8, but I felt like it was only, like, 2 minutes over
mm-hmm.
the time that I was shooting for. Like, I wanted 35 minutes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, it's either going to be 33 minutes or 38 minutes, and 33 seems kind of like a jip. And anyway, so we had 9 songs rather than 8. And then with the outro on the LP, it just kind of balances it out so that side A is about as long as side B. And then on the fancy schmancy, like, deluxe edition, there's the outro, there's 2, like, full-on, like, 4-minute tracks that just didn't make the cut for the album, and then there's 2, like, short, like, grindcore songs that are, like, 1.5 minutes each or whatever. So, there's, yeah, 5, you know, potentially up to 14 songs.
Now, did...
The album itself is 9 songs, like, the proper album, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, did I read somewhere that you, like, finished writing this, like, last year sometime?
Oh, dude, we finished recording in October. It was supposed to come out in May. That's why we've been on tour for 4 months. So...
I was like, what the frick?
The only negative thing I have to say about this album is...
Well, I know. Well, it sounded even kind of negative when I was reading... Actually, I was reading the Ear Split promo that they set out, and I think you mentioned something in there, too. It was like, this thing was written and done in October. I was like, ooh, that sounds a little evil. But then it gets all light when you start talking about all the shit you're doing. So you're pretty happy with it.
We had a plan, like, we really did, and it was supposed to come out in May, but then... Basically, like, the mixing studio, the studio where it was mixed at, got hit by Superstorm Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
And it pushed the mix back by, like, a month and a half. I mean, we were thinking the mix would be done by, you know, December 1st at the maximum. Didn't get done until, like, mid-January. You know, so it's all, like, a month and a half late. And then the artwork concept that we had, like, Relapsed hated it, and then they sent us stuff, and we hated that, and then we sort of slowly worked towards something, but it was still taking forever, and then their schedules started filling up, and then we brought in French, who's the guy that did the, you know, the actual drawing part, the, you know, the pen and the ink section of it, and then Relapsed did the digital stuff, but we brought him in, and then all of a sudden the art was done in, like, 3 weeks. I was like, oh, cool. Like, as soon as I told him what we wanted to do, he kind of took the ball and ran with it or whatever. I don't know that Relapse loves the cover, but I know they don't hate it. Like, the first, you know, kind of sketches and stuff that I was submitting to them, they just, like, hate it.
I wonder why.
Well, you know, I mean, it's sometimes you have an idea that, like, it's hard to get an idea that's going to work as, like, a record cover, a CD cover, and then also, like, that little thumbnail thing that you see on the internet.
Yeah, 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 that's true.
And, you know, they're way more savvy about design than I am. They're all, like, our t-shirts and stuff. Like, I'm not that great of an artist. But, unfortunately, I'm just good enough to, like, get everybody into trouble because they have a lot of ideas. I'm like, hey, do this. And then they're like, yeah, this won't work because of that. This won't work because of this. So we kind of finally started arriving at something that would work that we both liked. And then as soon as French got that, it was like, boom. Done, and he and I were kind of seeing eye to eye, which is really cool, so we're very happy with it.
Well, that's cool in the long run. It looks good to me, you know, but, you know, it kind of sucks that you have to kind of go back and forth a little bit, and look, a force of nature, Sid, you can't really blame anybody for that shit.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like, well, there's a fucking hurricane, like, there it is. And,
great.
And it's just one of those things, you know, it's just, but we, you know, started booking shows based on our projections that we had in the fall, and as those shows came together, you know, the whole European tour, especially because we were there for 3 months, like, our agent, like, really worked his balls off, and I just felt like it would just be such a shit move to be like, well, we're not coming, we're gonna just do, like, the last month of this tour, it's like the pump primer or whatever for the album, but you can just scrap the first, like, 45, 50 dates that you booked, like, who does that, you know?
I know, nobody.
Totally shitty, you know? Plus, then, I don't know what we would have done with ourselves, to be honest, because we would have just been sitting around, you know, for 2 months, like, just waiting for fucking...
Right.
That would not be good, either.
No, no. But, you know, that's all in the past.
Right, no, I mean, you know, hey, it's out now, so we're just...
Yeah!
Forward.
And, you've got that forward thing going, you got these couple of dates, and then, what, you're hitting it hard in September, right?
Yeah, well, right after the two shows with Carcass, we're starting the Dying Fetus tour. That's going to be like a month throughout America and Canada. Dying Fetus, Us, Devourment, and I think Waking the Cadaver, and I can't remember. There may be one more band, but I've been on tour for 4 months, so I've just, like, I know today's Wednesday, and that's like a win for me at this point, you know?
that's
like the level I'm operating on, so.
That's good. That's good, though. That's a good level. You're okay. And you hear, you know, like, this thing is released. It's out there now, everywhere now, you know? You're going to do this thing tomorrow night. You're going to have a great time. Then you're doing the Carcass thing. Then you're going out on tour. There's some little dates here and there between all this shit that you could get the rest of your crap together, get all your laundry cleaned and ready for tour.
Exactly. That's what I've been doing, like, the last 2 days. I actually flew, instead of flying home, I flew to, like, a family reunion and actually was just hanging out with my mom, which is probably why.
Okay, so it's all starting to come together now, Matt. You're going to see your mother as you're talking about laundry, which means, hi, Mom, I'm so good to see you. What do you got in your trunk? Oh, just a little laundry. Is it okay if I use your machine? Oh, Matt, let Mama do it for you.
Exactly. I got 4 months of filthy socks. Mom. So, yeah, I just, you know, I've been hanging out with, like, my nieces and nephews.
Nobody does laundry like you, Mom. I can't get that certain smell you put in it.
Exactly. It's got a secret ingredient, love.
Aw. Well, Okay, so there's plenty of time this year for people to go check you guys out on the road. You're going to be all over the place. You know, I guess probably the best bet for people to find out what's going on with you guys is probably your Facebook page, because that's where I go. You got the little tours thing up there. They can find everything they need to know about you guys from the Facebook page.
Probably, yeah. I think it was just Facebook.com Exhumed Official.
Yeah, just put an Exhumed band in the search and you pop up.
There you go.
And then they could buy merchandise. Of course, they could pick merchandise from you guys up off, you know, up off the road. They can pick your merchandise up off the road. Oh, my God. But, I mean, like I said.
Back of our van. Just look wherever our van.
Just bang on it. Just keep banging on it really hard because you guys might be passed out in there.
Probably just a couple beer cans falling out.
Yeah, like Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Exactly.
Everybody comes tumbling out. But, okay, well, people can definitely get out there, check you guys out, pick up the new album, Necrocracy. It's like you said, it's like having peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth.
It really is. Like, when I read it in this book by a guy named Christopher Hitchens, who's a great, like, atheist, I don't know if you'd call him, like, a philosopher or whatever, like, an atheist writer. And, anyway, he was just talking about stupid forms of government based on religion, and that was one that he used, and I thought, man, that is just such a perfect death metal title.
It is.
I remember that, and then when we went to record it, I was like, oh, this is not as easy as I thought. Too late now, it's the fucking title of the album, like, we're committed.
Well, the way you explain it, like, democracy, it makes it a little easier to say. Necrocracy.
That, and that's, you know, the whole concept of the album. It's like, rule by the dead, and also the death of Western representative democracy. So it's, you know.
There you go.
It's very cheerful stuff.
Very cheerful stuff. Beautiful love songs on there, definitely.
Exactly. No songs about mom, though.
No.
We're saving that for the country album.
Oh, I can hardly wait. We'll get you back on the show for the release of that.
Perfect.
All right, Matt, I'm going to let you get going because I know you probably got other things lined up today. As always, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time out to do this with us here today.
Oh, right on. Thank you. And, yeah, hopefully we'll see you in Worcester somewhere parts thereabouts.
So, yeah, I'll make sure to bring some vodka or something with me, like, you know, the usual hello gift.
All right, that's all I'd like to hear.
All right, Matt, stay safe out there. Keep an eye on your bass player. Take good care.
Cheers. Thanks so much for the interview and the support. Right on. Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Later.